Well, he has been on board for several months now, but back in April, Dr. Robert Kelly was named the new president of the University of Portland, coming across country from Loyola University in Baltimore, Maryland, to join the Pilots family. Then, just a little over a week ago, Dr. Kelly had his official inauguration ceremony on the Bluff. And this morning, we're very excited to have Dr. Kelly join us on Mater Dei Radio for the first time. Dr. Kelly, thank you so much for your time, talk with us, and how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, and I'm excited to be with you guys this morning. This is great.
Well, it's great to have you. You know, back in the spring, I had a chance to hear your first address to the pilot community when you were announced as the new president. And I have to tell you, I could feel the excitement and the emotion coming from you, and I'm sure that must have been a very special moment for you and your family.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a special moment. It is such a great community, and as I mentioned, the University of Portland is an amazing institution, and it was easy to fall in love. Now that I've been on campus and got to meet the students and many of the faculty and staff mentors, it has been exceptional.
Well, you said something during your first talk with the community, and I heard it, and it was really a powerful message, and I want to read this. I'm going to quote you here. I want the listeners to hear this, and this is what you said. I walk in the footsteps of so many wonderful Holy Cross priests and brothers who have preceded me in their service on the Bluff, and I pledge to the congregation and to all who call UP home my commitment to ensuring that our Catholic Holy Cross mission endures and thrives. That was a powerful moment.
And very much, you know, very heartfelt. This place is amazing because part of the attraction to the institution is all of the work and commitment and dedication and faith-filled service that have built up the institution, and that's why it was so attractive for me to want to come here. And so I certainly want to be able to walk in the footsteps of some really great folks, whether it was Father Tyson or Father Beauchamp or Father Poorman, who've really created the modern University of Portland.
Mm. Well, tell me a little bit about your journey, if you would, where you grew up and really how you ended up at the University of Portland.
Well, sure. I was born and raised in the great state of New Jersey and attended Sacred Heart Schools as a child. After having an amazing experience with many of the nuns at Sacred Heart, I then went on to St. Peter's, a Jesuit prep school in Jersey City area, eventually made my way to Loyola College. That's what it was called back then, Loyola College in Maryland. Had the experience you hope all students have, where they get connected well academically, get involved. I became student body president and eventually knew at some point I was no longer going to go to law school but wanted to keep my foothold in higher education. And I'll be honest with you, Catholic higher education, because it was such a meaningful experience to me, for me to be a student where they really cared for me and cared for me well beyond the years after I graduated from Loyola. And so even when I started working professionally, I kept being pulled back into the ideas of what we can do, the transformative nature of Catholic higher education. So eventually worked at Seattle University, then Loyola Chicago, made my way back to Loyola, my alma mater, served on the board of trustees there. But during COVID, had a lot of discernment about what was next for me in my own life, and then began to think about what I wanted to do next. And so when the opportunity came open to return to the Pacific Northwest, I went back to my family and said, "Hey, what do you think about going back to the Pacific Northwest?" And I had always known of the University of Portland, kind of the great faculty here, kind of what the students were doing. I'd never visited campus, but certainly knew about the West Coast Conference and it's kind of being a powerhouse in different athletic programs. And so when the opportunity came open, and then really connecting with the members of the Board of Regents, I thought, okay, this is where I want to come back to.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Robert Kelly. He is the new president of the University of Portland, and I think you maybe have brought some really good luck to the University of Portland, because I'm looking at some of the things that have happened since you have arrived. And first and foremost, how about this? University of Portland is now the top-ranked university in the Regional Universities West section from U.S. News and World Report. That's pretty spectacular.
It is amazing. It's certainly a testament to the great work that's happening with our students and our faculty. So it's exceptional, and we're going to build upon it. Sometimes when rankings are always flawed in so many different ways, but when they work and when they tell the truth, they work and they tell the truth.
Well, and you look at over the course of time, too, if not at the top, the pilots have always been near the top, and so I think it really speaks well of the academics and the students that you have at the University of Portland.
Indeed. For over 30 years,
We
have been at the top or near it, and certainly now we have to think about how are we going to, do we stay in our West category? Do we try to now go to the national category? I'm thinking about sharing more about who we are with the world. I don't like it when they say, oh, gosh, University of Portland is such a great school. It's a great well-kept secret.
Right.
I don't want to be a well-kept secret.
Yeah.
I want more and more of our students to know about the transformative work that we're doing here on campus as we help students to think about their own faith and their own formation. I want to do more of that.
Yeah, and I think, too, not only about the academic standpoints, but you mentioned, too, the athletic standpoint. And right now, both the University of Portland men's and women's soccer teams undefeated, ranked in the top 20 in the country. So what a great fall.
It's been exceptional, and I've gotten to meet all the players on the teams. And when you think about the coaches who are there, they're really thinking about how are they creating men and women who are engaged citizens on the field and off the field. They're doing an exceptional job with the students.
That's wonderful. What's it like, too, just to walk around campus, walk around on the Bluff, University of Portland, and get a chance to meet students and faculty?
It's been wonderful, and I make a point of going for a walk every single day to interact with students, to interact with the faculty, see what's going on, getting a pulse of the campus. And I think it's so important that the students and faculty find me joyfully engaged in the life of the campus. And it's been amazing to find so many students where 60% of the students for whom this is their first choice institution, they're excited about being here. They're active and engaged on campus, but also in the community.
Yeah.
It's been phenomenal.
Well, it's such a beautiful location just to go out and walk around and greet people and see people. And I think about, too, some of this comes before you, but some of the building and expansion that's been going on the campus of the University of Portland. And I know right now, moving forward with the new Shiley Marco Center for Design and Innovation. Seems like it's going to be an amazing facility.
It's going to be an amazing facility. It's not just going to be for the engineers, but you think about the art studios that are going to be in the building, the spaces for students to have kind of the depth and breadth of a really robust, comprehensive kind of an education, where we're having maker spaces in the building for employers to come in and really engage with our students and faculty in a way that we believe can really can transform the world.
Yeah, and it really speaks, too, of the philanthropic support you receive at the University of Portland. Darlene Marcos Shiley makes a $10 million gift to establish this new center. What support?
It's been amazing, and she's not alone. There's been so many other benefactors and regents, even, who have said, you know what, I believe in what we're doing, I believe in the students, I believe in the research that's going on with the faculty, and the world needs this sort of engagement, this sort of interaction now more than ever.
Mm. Well, finally, as we wrap it up this morning with you, I just kind of your thoughts on maybe some goals or your mission as the new president at the University of Portland.
Yeah, sure. So it's important to me that as I think about what the university has done and done really well, that we are going to be the transformative Catholic university. For a while, people were saying the transformative Catholic university of the West, but I think that's a lane that we can fulfill more than anybody else. And what I want to do is be the convener of various conversations to have students in place-based engagement not only here on campus, but what are we doing out in the region, and what are we doing out in throughout the nation? How are we talking about issues that truly do matter? How are we looking at issues of injustice, and how are we giving our students the skills and tools to be ready for any job that they might go into. And probably many of those jobs don't even exist right now, but how are they going to be Portland ready? How are they going to be ready because of the what we pour into them? And I think about my own experience as an undergraduate student, the people who poured such love and care into me, I want to make sure we're doing that for our students so they're ready for whatever happens next in the future.
Sounds wonderful. He is Dr. Robert Kelly, the new president at the University of Portland. Dr. Kelly, a real pleasure to talk with you. I hope we get to do it again.
I would like that. I would love to talk more.
Well, God bless you and have a great school year.
Bless you as well.